guest today is Adam Granitz. Adam, how are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you for having me. Where are you from originally?
I am from Budapest, Hungary.
Budapest, Hungary. Come a long way to be here. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Well, thanks for
having
us.
What do you do in Budapest?
Well, we do F-sharp. We have a small consultancy specialized in F-sharp. Mm-hmm. And we build full-stack F-sharp web applications and mobile web applications for customers.
You were telling me about your web application development with F-sharp, and I wasn't surprised to see that you're building back-end processes with F-sharp. Mm-hmm. But you're actually building front-end inside
That's
the
right.
browser, writing F-sharp code. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we definitely believe that writing the client-side code in F-sharp makes a lot of sense, since you are interacting with F-sharp on the server side.
Okay.
So to exchange data between the client and the server, it's a natural choice to use the same representation, same language, same framework. So basically, the idea for WebSharper came about from a small project we did back in 2007. And we were back then we were working on this enterprise application, and we found, you know, the tooling in ASP.NET for F-sharp extremely poor back then, almost
sure.
It was non-existent. Mm. So we
it's
we
a little
started
better
working
now,
on
but not like C# and VB tooling.
Yeah. So basically, WebSharper came from around that era.
Okay.
From that work that we have
okay.
done.
Okay, so the WebSharper is the tool that you're using
yes.
to do create the client-side code, which you're writing F-sharp, but browsers don't support F-sharp.
No.
They won't. If you write an F-sharp, browsers will look at it and just scratch their heads.
Yeah, so
they understand JavaScript.
Yeah, browsers have nothing to do with F-sharp, so we basically translate F-sharp to JavaScript, or some of your F-sharp code, and run that in the browser as JavaScript code.
That's what WebSharper does.
Yes.
So tell me a little more about WebSharper. How does it work, and what's its job? Is it just a transpiler, or is it more than that?
No, it's much more than that. So basically, WebSharper takes an F-sharp application, and it turns it into a web application.
Okay.
So it looks at different annotations. It finds, you know, annotations that you put on functions and modules and namespaces. And it actually will generate code accordingly. So it either generates JavaScript or leaves it as a .NET server-side code and basically weaves a web application, a complete web application out of it. So it's a client-server application in most cases.
Hmm.
Sometimes you can write your F-sharp code and annotate it as such so that the whole code base becomes just JavaScript. And then you have an HTML and JavaScript client-side application.
Oh, well, something has to happen on the server, right? If you want to interact with a database, for
yes,
example.
Then you definitely have a server side. But okay. in many cases, you actually don't have a server side. You consume external services via AJAX calls or
oh, I see.
You know, like remote procedure
there
calls.
Are server, there are services, but they're not the ones that you're writing.
Yes.
They're maybe out in
so that's
cognitive services, for
becoming
example.
More and more common, yeah. So like single-page applications on mobile phones, they tend to just not use many times their server-side resources. They just have everything on the client, like a game, for example.
Okay. Okay. And then what's the process of creating a WebSharper application? Do you have to download something first?
There are different ways to get started. We recommend, well, if you work in Visual Studio, we recommend that you get the templates into Visual Studio.
Okay.
So there's a small extension you can download from our website.
Okay.
And once you have that and you installed it, then there are a whole host of
what's your
project
website?
Templates. It's on WebSharper.com.
Okay.
Under downloads.
All right, and is there a cost to it?
No.
Okay. Good answer.
Yeah.
So you've downloaded that. Now you've got Visual Studio. Now is it a matter of file new project? And there'll be a template for
file new project. And under Visual F Sharp, you find a new category called WebSharper, and there you will find about 7 or 8 different templates for either client-side applications, client-server applications, and different hosting scenarios like self-hosted or IIS or even Suavi.
Oh, okay. Are there any dependencies besides the F-sharp language to WebSharper?
Not really. It very much depends on which template you end up choosing. Mm. But by itself, there are no dependencies.
And WebSharper is an open source project, right?
It is.
So can people, are you writing it all yourself, or are people contributing to it?
So I get this question a lot. So basically, our company, IntelliFactory, drives the development of this technology, mostly for our own selfish reasons, because we are developing applications for customers with it. So a lot of the things that come into WebSharper are a result of that work. And you know, we release this to the public as an open source project, and many people see that. You know, lots of companies use it, and they start to contribute. So we have quite a few contributors at this point, and they have done an amazing amount of work. And you know, it's not just finding and fixing bugs. You know, it's actually like using it in different contexts and coming up with things that would be needed. So I would say at this point, the code base not only is feature-wise almost complete and very widespread and covers a lot of different use cases and areas, but it's also had been used and proven by many people. So it's not something that you will likely run into any kinds of issues.
As you're building these applications, have you run into challenges for scalability or performance that particularly in the transpiled JavaScript? I'm always a little suspicious of when I'm writing code in one language and it's very easy to generate some other language, and then the code itself, yeah, I look at it and I think, that's not the way I would write it.
Yes, so there are two kinds of people in the world, as they always say, those that can count and those that can't. And so it's almost like that. So here, there are people who are interested in writing F-sharp code, and they want to have JavaScript code that looks exactly like their F-sharp code.
Yeah,
And they become very, like, you know, they're looking for the elegance in the generated code. And then there are people who say, you know, I understand that F-sharp is a much higher level language than JavaScript, and I'm able to do a lot of things that I'm not able to do in JavaScript directly. So having that kind of a level of an abstraction is worth, you know, putting off with code that sometimes is just not the same kind of looking code that I would write by hand in JavaScript.
Yeah.
So a lot of us, actually, I'm on the second camp.
Okay.
I hardly ever look at the generated JavaScript code.
Right.
I'm usually happy with the performance.
I guess that's my point. The way I would write it, I'm less concerned about the way I would write it, but is it performant? Is it scalable? Is it functional? Those sorts of things.
So normally it's a very simple process. Mm. I mean, a typical F-sharp expression looks nearly the same in JavaScript.
Okay.
More of the interesting cases arise when you start using these higher level constructs that we had built in F-sharp.
The things that exist in F-sharp but don't exist in JavaScript.
Yes. So a lot of the project, a lot of WebSharper is actually not about the compiler anymore. It's about building web abstractions to represent different chores as a web developer.
Okay.
So we have sitelets and pagelets and, you know, flowlets, formlets, etc. All these
These are concepts that are in WebSharper.
Yeah, these are concepts that you end up using as a developer.
Improve that abstraction.
Yes, and you definitely will find that they make you extremely productive. In many cases, they totally change the way you think about writing web applications. And when you look at the code, it's a very beautiful and elegant code. And at the other end, when JavaScript comes out, it's typically an order of magnitude more code just to represent the same in JavaScript. So that's the point where you realize you shouldn't want to write it this in F-sharp, nor should you ever be trying to get F-sharp code and JavaScript look the same.
Right.
Because conceptually, there's a whole lot more that you can get from writing it in F-sharp.
Very nice. Where can people learn more about WebSharper?
Well, they can always go to the website. It's websharper.com.
Okay.
And we have a public forum. It's open for everybody. It's also on the website. They can read about WebSharper in several of our books. There's a series called Expert F-Sharp.
Of which you are the co-author?
Yeah, I'm the co-author, and Don Syme and Antonio Cisternino are the other co-authors.
Those are pretty smart people.
Yeah, those pretty smart people.
Don Syme was basically the inventor of F-Sharp.
Yes, he's the main designer of F-Sharp, and he's a big driver in the community. So in the book, we have a whole chapter devoted to WebSharper and, you know, writing applications. And in the latest edition, there's a significant amount of new material around this whole thing. And other than that, I think you will find plenty of examples. So on the WebSharper website, there are dozens of examples, ranging from small snippets to all the way to almost full applications. And we also built a website that I demonstrated to you guys in the user group meeting try.websharper.com. Ah. This is a place where you can go online and just type directly the F-sharp code and see what comes out. So
yeah,
it's
that's
like a
nice
playground.
That's
like
very little friction. Even if you don't have Visual Studio, you can just open up a web browser and start playing with it.
Yes, that's why we built it. Dependency on Visual Studio is sometimes too big for some people. So we just advise that, you know, they hop on the website and try some of the snippets. There are plenty of examples for using different JavaScript libraries with WebShopper on that site. Mm. And the snippets, I think, are self-explanatory.
Okay.
Very nice. And
you said you don't need Visual Studio. You could use like VS Code or Atom or something
that's
correct?
So we have integration out of the box for Visual Studio and Xamarin Studio.
Okay.
So these are the two main editors. And then we built our own custom IDE, an online IDE called Cloud Sharper, which had been put on the back burner for a while, but we're picking it up and we have some really big plans for Cloud Sharper. And then you have tooling for Atom, for example. We have a plugin to run sitelets and deploy small snippets local on your machine so you can easily test it directly from your editor. And we have some additional tooling that people are working on. I imagine for Visual Studio Code, there are some people working on some.
Oh, okay, so that's not out yet, but
it's not out. It's not something that we are doing. We are basically concentrating on the main, like Visual Studio and Xamarin Studio tooling, and Cloud Sharper, naturally.
You mentioned that user group, but tell me about this tour of user groups you're doing right now.
Well, it's not really a tour. We are basically here in the U.S. for a month.
Yeah.
We came for an academic conference in D.C. in the early June. And we were supposed to see some folks in San Francisco, some customers and so on. So we decided to kind of extend our stay, make it like a month-long journey and just, you know, hopping around different cities. So we made our way from the East Coast to the West Coast. We spent a couple weeks there. We did the things we were supposed to do. And then we're basically just at this point traveling around and seeing if user groups are interested and coming into Chicago. Next, we're going to Cincinnati.
Great.
And then Detroit.
Mm. Two cities that I've spent a lot of time in.
Yep. Definitely some places I look forward to visiting. I've been to these places, but not have given talks. So I'm definitely interested in meeting the local crowd and meeting some fellow developers.
How has the reception been when you go out and speak about F-Sharp and WebSharper?
It was pretty good. So the one in D.C. was an academic talk, so it was part of a conference. So there were a good amount of people, 50 or so. And, you know, I really enjoy going to academic conferences, even though it's, you know, most of the people are not F-Sharp, but still functional programming people. So we get to meet and collaborate with people from that crowd. Let's see, the last talk I gave was in Santa Monica, you know, just an absolutely gorgeous place. And reception was good. Lots of questions. People were very interested. A couple people even promised to hook up later for maybe some opportunities, doing some projects, and some around helping, you know, with F-Sharp and WebSharper.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you made it to Chicago.
Well,
I'm glad you're on my show. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Isn't Chicago awesome? Look at that. So, my friends, the world is not just about technology, it's about friends. Thanks for having me. You're a good man, Dave. Thanks a lot.